Not a few things.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, I'm Stacy Atkinson with Marshfield Web TV here along with Coach Bull after a jamboree performance that I got to tell you, as a Marshfield fan for a lot of years, I was really impressed with the way you guys come out and competed tonight. How did you feel it went?
Appreciate it. Like I told the guys, I was happy with it. I thought it was a good start. I told them it wasn't great. It wasn't championship level like we would like to be, but it was a very good start. I was happy with their enthusiasm, their effort. I thought we had a good sense of urgency. We attacked plays, and we moved well between plays, which is what I'm trying to get to, get a good sense of urgency and be moving all the time and not have those lapses and the lulls in game and even in between plays.
And want to welcome you back to Marshfield, by the way. For those of you that don't know, Coach Bull was with us back under Coach Caduti's last year. He was an assistant coach to Marshfield. Mm-hmm. And from there, I think, did you go to Fairgrove and then down to Texas? Is that what happened?
I started at Fairgrove. I was a defense coordinator at Fairgrove for 7 seasons. And then I came here for one, and I've been in Texas at Millsap, Texas. I was a defense coordinator for the last 2 seasons down there, Class 3 high school. And we're working on turning the program around, and those guys are about to reap a lot of reward down there. And I'm excited to be here and watch our kids work the way they did this summer. It was outstanding.
Well, we're excited to have you back in town, and it's always fun whenever you can bring someone back to a program to where you get to run all the shots this time. It's going to be your show, and I see that you left the majority of the coaching staff in place, but I saw a couple of new faces as well. Can you give us a little insight on who they are?
All the guys, we kept everybody. Chris Britt left, and we replaced him with Coach Keaton Patterson. He'll be teaching junior high science, and he's coaching our receivers and assisting with linebackers. Matt Holtz, our defense coordinator, he's back. He's been here for 3 years. This is his fourth season. Brad Hurley coaches our defensive backs and our fullbacks. Adam Wright coaches our tailbacks and our corners. Coach Catterly, Roy, everybody knows Roy Catterly. He's a local boy, born and bred. He does our offensive line and defensive tackles. Coach Lewis has been around a long time. He's our girls' soccer coach. He coaches our defensive ends, and he coaches tight ends on offense. Those guys have done such an outstanding job. We got the guys that have been doing this for a long time, and you know, we get done with freshman camp, and I look at them, and they're covered in sweat because they're coaching so hard. And it's awesome to see men who are excited about the game, excited about our kids.
We got to come by and watch a little bit of practice the other night and just kind of stood over on the side and didn't bother anybody and watched you guys. And it looks like you got a great group of coaches and a fun group of kids this year.
Yeah. Oh, our coaches are as good a men as I could ask to have work for me and work with me. They're all really good football coaches, but outside of that, they're great men. They're good fathers. They're good. They're good to our kids, and they're good for Marshfield, and that's exciting. Our kids, man, they've responded to everything we've asked them to do. We do things a little differently and at a lot higher rate than a lot of people, and doesn't translate into high tempo offense and running 150 plays a game, but it's the in-between. It's how we do everything, not what we do, because there's people that do what we do, but we want to do things our way, and we want the how to be better than the what.
Very good. And let's talk just a minute before I let you go about tonight's competition. First, against Glendale, they ran 18 offensive plays and 18 defensive plays. And against Glendale, they put up, and now keep in mind, they're returning all of their offensive line and their quarterback that brought 76 touchdowns to the field last year. You guys did a great job. You only allowed 80 yards against that high-powered offense in 18 plays and one touchdown. Talk about your defensive unit on that one.
Our defense plays so hard, and the big thing that Coach Holt preaches, and we just carry it on in, is to never stop. There can always be another play if we find a way to finish. So even if a guy breaks loose and gets down the 1 yard line, we can make a tackle and make them snap the ball again. We have a chance to live to play another day. And that's just our never stop mentality. We want to swarm to the ball. We got a bunch of wrestlers on defense. We got a bunch of kids who just like to be physical. And it's awesome to watch them play. They play hard. Matt does a great job with them.
And then offensively, for some reason, we scripted every play, and we only got to run 16 plays. But we're supposed to run 18. But in those 16 plays, you more than doubled what their offense did. You put up 161 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, that's something that's got every Blue Jay fan going crazy with excitement about right now. I can tell you that.
Offensive unit, the offensive line was awesome. Those guys, they had a great push. Even when it looked like the tailback was getting hit in the backfield, we had a couple yard gain even on the play just because of the push those guys were getting off the line. We still got some kinks to work out. Just seeing different fronts and seeing some blitzes live for the first time against varsity groups was a learning experience, and then we had some growing pains with that. Thought Brock threw the ball well. He put the ball in position for guys to make plays. Even if it wasn't perfect, he threw a couple really good ones. Even if it wasn't perfect, it was in a position where our guys could go make a play on the ball, and we've got some guys who can kind of go get it this year, and that's exciting.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go and get back to your team. Thanks so much. You've been listening to the post-game show after the 2017 football jamboree. I showed how old I was. I said 19-something.
Yes, sir.
Don't listen to that. All right, thanks, guys. See you all later. Hey, thank you, sir.
Appreciate you guys.
And we will...